You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
Today on the Word of Truth Revealed.
Everyday events, things that shouldn't affect us are starting to bother us. You know why? Because there's a rumbling in the atmosphere. There's activity above your head, men and women. If you don't have a prayer life, you're losing the battle. You can complain all day. God don't even listen to complaints. When I come, will I find faith? And prayer demands for you to grow faith. So you can tell how much faith you got when you look at your prayer life.
Celebrating 30 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Anointing Fall on Me. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Revelation chapter 12, verses 1 through 5.
Revelation chapter 12, verses 1 through 5. No one should have an empty space as it relates to devotions. Because I put out a daily devotion. Plus, you can download my notes and you can apply them, set up a file for it so you can go back and review it. Every believer here has no excuse to be ignorant of the word because this church is rich with it. I'm not expecting you to remember what I preached last week when you have notes. So since I don't see a lot of people writing, I'm going to provide for you. And I want you to go and download it and then apply the word to your life. Glory, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory, glory, glory. Revelation chapter 12, verse 1. And the word of the Lord reads like this, the woman. It's about the woman, the child, and the dragon. Verse 1 reads like this, now a great sign appeared in heaven. A woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a garland of 12 stars. Then being with a child or with child, she cried out in labor and in pains to give birth. And another sign appeared in heaven. Behold, a great fiery red dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 diadems on his head. His tail drew a third of the stars of heaven, that's influence, and threw them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, get this picture, who was ready to give birth, look at him, to devour her child as soon as it was born. She gave birth or bore a male child who was to rule the nations. He had purpose with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up to God and his throne. In other words, God intervened and pulled him out before the dragon devoured him. Hallelujah. I want to minister to you from this subject today, anointing. Fall on me. And there is an anointing that can rapture you out of danger. Glory to God. There's an anointing that can carry you out of harm's way to stop the intent of the enemy in your life. And I'm asking God, as we deal with divine encounters, that he would release the anointing in your life that will catch you and snatch you and rapture you before the enemy can devour your flesh. Hallelujah. I want you to send a praise out in the name of the Lord, because God is about to snatch something, some of us, out of danger. There's a snatching anointing that's about to be released. sons are about to be snatched out of danger. Daughters are about to be snatched. Come on, say it with me. Snatch me out, Lord. Glory to God. Snatch me out. Open your mouth and release a praise. God is on this. I need to be snatched. I can't deliver myself. Gonna snatch you out, people. Snatch me out. I can't go yet. You gotta praise him. Come on. I can't go yet. God is about to intervene with a divine encounter. By the oil of God, the anointing of the Holy Ghost, to snatch you out of danger. Pray with me, Father. We yield to you. We will not resist. Hallelujah. Everything that you're trying to do in our lives, we yield in the name of Jesus. Have your way in our service. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Clap your hand. Hallelujah. Our confession of faith over the word of God is by faith that we confess it. This is my Bible. It is the word of God. It is God speaking to me, producing life in those who were here. I can do what it says I can do. I am all it says that I am. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I choose to agree with the word, and I choose to disagree with any thought, condition, or circumstance contrary to the written or the spoken word of God. I am diligent to act upon what is revealed to me through the word of God, which abides in my spirit, my heart, and ready to receive. Can't quit. There's too much life in me. In Jesus' name. Say amen. And the word of the Lord is already blessed. I read to you out of Revelations chapter 12, verse 1, a dramatic scene that John the Revelator saw of a woman who is heavy with child in her ninth month. And she's getting ready to deliver that child. She's gorgeous. The sun is a part of her raiment. The moon is her foundation. And she's heavy with child in labor pain. She cannot be comforted. Also, another sign in heaven appears, a red dragon vicious. And he stands before her as she's on the stirrups, ready to deliver. She's vulnerable. She can't fix herself or protect herself. And it's not a doctor, it is a dragon that is released to stand before her while she's spread or filleted. Waiting until the water breaks and she goes through the propelling or the pushing of a child, this child, a male child, into the earth realm. The enemy wants to devour the child before he stands. And I'm here to tell you the enemy has the same plan for many of us today. He's after the firstborn. You're going to see it increase over and over and over again. As I've said to many of you, he will slap you, but he's after the child. He will slap you with offense, but he's trying to kill that which you love the most. But you focusing on slaps, you're getting sucked into a vacuum of offense. And you don't see the plan of the enemy. Shake yourself. She gives birth to the child. Great, great birth. Successful birth. But before the enemy is able to devour the child, here comes God. Shout with me, but God. God intervenes. There's an invisible beaming up. Well, the child now is raptured and taken out of danger. Mother couldn't save him. Father is nowhere around. But God, who is rich in mercy, is a son snatcher. Not for harm, but to snatch the son out of harm's way. And God told me to prophesy to you. Many of you are in a vulnerable state. You're spread eagle. And you can't get delivered. And God says what you're trying to birth is going to be devoured unless I step in to deliver you. And he told me to tell you a divine encounter is coming. And that which you love most is going to be raptured out. You shall be delivered even by the anointing. Can somebody say amen? Amen. I don't want to get ahead of myself because I'm going to show you a balance in a moment. Not only is he snatching us up, but he's also coming down. Trials and tribulations is an idiom that really refers to difficulties. So if I said trials and tribulations are coming, I'm really saying difficulties are here. Difficulties and challenges that hit you face to face. These challenges, I believe, can refer to everyday situations. It is not just what's going on in church, but there's some stuff going on in homes. There's some things that are going on in communities. Every church should be packed out. A Jewish synagogue had a man this week to take his vehicle and run it into the building. And then he had explosives in it to set it on fire. He burned up in his own vehicle. And he did it willfully in America. Now, I'm asking the men to come and pray with me. Ladies, I'm asking you to pray for the men. And if we pray together, I believe God will sandwich these men and squeeze something good out of them. But I need y'all to help me. Pray for your sons. They may not even be here, but listen to what I'm telling you. The enemy want to kill them, man. While we're playing games and fighting with each other, his eye is on the boy. And he wants us to have sorrow. Slow riding and sad songs. But the devil is a liar. Hallelujah. And I'm coming against the plan of the enemy. While we are playing games, the enemy is aiming at our sons. And that's why I'm coming vogue. I'm going nuclear on the devil. I'm blowing up his plan in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. I say I'm going nuclear.
That ain't no casual bomb. I'm going nuclear on the devil. And if you want to really see things delivered, you got to start being aggressive in the spirit, not with each other. We wrestle not. Against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers, spiritual wickedness, puppet masters that got us acting out in the earth, in high places. But today we cast them down in the name of Jesus. Oh God. Challenges. Face-to-face life challenges on the job, in the community. Everyday events, things that shouldn't affect us are starting to bother us. You know why? Because there's a rumbling in the atmosphere. There's activity above your head, men and women. If you don't have a prayer life, you're losing the battle. You can complain all day. God don't even listen to complaints. When I come, will I find faith? And prayer demands for you to grow faith. So you can tell how much faith you got when you look at your prayer life. Man, I'm preaching better than you're saying amen. Because if you got faith, you'll pray to a God you can't see. But if you don't have faith, you'll pray to your athlete, your praise, your LeBron. But you can't see how you can pray to God. You don't have faith. You'll speak directly as an agent to your AI and expect it to produce something for you. But you won't even talk to God. And the algorithm is moving and getting more of your allegiance than God does. Even in this room today, there are people who are technology savvy, and you won't even talk to God, but you'll talk to a phone or an app, and it's drawing your attention away from God. Oh my God. You can take the same faith and elevate it to a God you can't see. Actually, the enemy is raising the price and making it easier for you to not talk to God. Because you can talk to an artificial intelligence. And money starts driving you versus God driving. Oh my God. But I disrupt his plans. I release the anointing in the midst of all of this confusion. And God is going to bring regulation back to your mind. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Write it in your notes. There's an anointing release for the test that you face. There's an anointing that's adequate for the test that you're facing right now. And out of Revelations 12, I read to you a wonderful mosaic, a description of what's happening in the heavens and how God raptured the child. Let's look at Mark chapter 1 and verse 9 through 13. King James Version of the Bible. And it came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized of John in the Jordan. And straightway coming out of the water, he saw the heavens open and the Spirit like a dove descend upon him. And there came a voice from the heaven saying, "Thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And immediately the Spirit driveth him into the wilderness. And he was there in the wilderness 40 days, tempted of Satan, and was with the wild beast, and the angels ministered to him. So we see an anointing that raptures in Revelations 12. But in Mark 1, there's an anointing that descends.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, some of us need to be raptured out of harm's way. But there's also God is about to release an anointing to descend upon you, glory to God, to empower you to face the devil. Glory to God. He's coming anyway. The dragon is going to show up anyway. But thank God for the anointing. The kind of anointing that can snatch you out when you're vulnerable. And then the kind of anointing that can empower you to face your devil. Hallelujah. And push back on what he's trying to do. Which one do you want? The one to snatch you out or the one to empower you? I really don't care. God says, I got you 360. God is about to release an anointing that's going to make you capable of dealing with the devil that's coming your way. Can the church say amen? Amen. Now lift up a praise for the anointing. Shout with me, anointing, fall on me. Anointing. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing. Shout it out. Anointing. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Let the cloven tongues of fire fall on me. Sit on me, God, until my mind gets right. Sit on me, God, until you empower me to deal with my devil. Don't let me move until you empower me. Oh, God. Some of you, God is about to sit on you, and you can't move until he empowers you to face your devils. Glory to God. Oh, my God. Divine encounters. Anointing. Follow me. Anoint me, Lord, for the task that I have to face. Rapture me when I'm vulnerable. But anoint me for the task. Ah, Jesus. That I've got to face today. And there's an anointing that will give you courage to go to a dry place and still remain sane. And have the enemy tempting you for 40 days and 40 nights. And you come out successful because he will send angels to minister to you. Glory to God. Someone told me in the new members class yesterday that someone invited them to go to Truth Reveal when they first came into this city. They haven't seen the person at the church. I said, an angel came to you. There's about 100 people who have testified that people, while they're in Walmart in a parking lot, say, you need to find that church at the end of Palm Bay Road. When they get here, they never see the person. And the Lord let me know, I'm sending angels. I didn't just call you here, but I sent angels in the midst of this city. And they're directing people to truth. Can somebody say amen? And we need to have the kind of atmosphere here where there's no conflict in the atmosphere. Shout, anointing, follow me. Glory to God. Anoint me for the task. Anoint me for what I need to face tomorrow. Anoint me for my tomorrow and my future. Let the oil remain. Where are the oily people? Where are the people who are anointed for this season? Oh, God. When we talk about being anointed for the test, or for the task, I believe God is equipping us
He's empowering us. Just like you can have a compound fracture, God let me know that you can have a compound anointing. An anointing upon an anointing. An anointing that raptures, but an anointing that also causes you to be able to face what you need to face without having to lose a part of yourself. Ah, Jesus. Glory to God. It's one thing to be able to run through a troop and leap over a wall. Who does the scripture refer to about running through a troop and leaping over a wall? It's King David. But some of us can run through a troop, but when we leap over the wall, we don't have enough agility to scale the wall. And a part of our flesh is left on the wall because we scrape the wall while getting over. But God is going to give you that agility. Hallelujah. And the strength that when you have to jump over the wall, you don't leave clothes behind. You're not torn. Hallelujah. You're not ripped up. Glory to God. You don't lose a part of yourself. All of you is getting over the wall. Oh, God.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you are blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, Anointing Fall on Me, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
We invite you to join us for a joyous celebration of 31 years of steadfast faith and serving with unwavering devotion. Don't miss this opportunity to celebrate with us on Sunday, March 29th at 8 a.m. and 11 a.m. to experience inspiring services featuring heartfelt reflections on our global impact and the lives transformed over the past 3 decades. Help us honor this milestone and become a part of our legacy. March is Women History Month, and the 2026 theme, Leading the Change, Women Shaping a Sustainable Future, celebrates the contributions of women who are leading sustainability efforts across environmental, economic, educational, and social justice movements.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
Serving the Space Coast with the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You are tuned in to 1510 AM, WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, Merritt Island, Titusville, and the Beaches, FM 94.7.
I went to trial for 3 days and got found guilty, and I got sentenced to life plus 100 years.
On Lewis's first day as an inmate, something happened.
So I opened his Bible track up and gave my life to Christ that first day.
After 15 years, Lewis was unexpectedly granted parole. He now works full-time sharing the gospel with prisoners. One day we'll all be on trial before God. And Billy Graham explains how we are all guilty.
How many sins must you commit to be a sinner and come under the judgment of God? The Bible says only one.
But when you accept the forgiveness given to you by Jesus Christ and what he did on the cross, your sins don't convict you anymore.
My only reason for being in heaven will be the cross of Jesus Christ.
Learn more about the grace and forgiveness offered by Jesus Christ. Call us on our prayer line. The number is 855-255-PRAY. That's 855-255-PRAY. We're the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. Thank you.